Where are we talking about? Yeah, so we're talking about your early life in Gibraltar. And what about, tell me a little bit about what you can remember about the Spanish Civil War and about Franco and everything. What were your memories of
Well, by
that?
the Spanish Civil War, a lot of Spaniards came into Gibraltar looking for refuge, running away from the war. But the thing is that La Línea and all the surroundings of Gibraltar were on Franco's side. So there wasn't any war there or whatever.
So the people had to come, did they come through La Linea or did they come by sea to Gibraltar? How did they get
They
there?
can walk it.
Walk through La Linea.
You can walk from here to the elephant, that
Yes.
distance, and you
Yes.
was in Spain.
Right, so close. And do you remember that? Do you remember the
Yeah,
people
of course.
coming?
And you said, what do we many times?
And tell me what it was like. I mean, what was it like?
Well, then it was the Gibraltar frontier, neutral ground, and then Spain. But now there's no neutral ground. The Spaniards had taken a bit, and we had taken another one. So there's a frontier there. And every time that Spain keeps on talking about Gibraltar and all that, and they threaten, I get that. That is the I got just got to the that is the summary that I get every week
Oh,
about
yes.
Gibraltar and everything.
Oh, yes, okay, yes.
And there was they came to work, about 10,000 of them came to work to Gibraltar daily. But now that they insist about Spain, they are punishing. They said they threaten that they'll take measures against Gibraltar. And the measures are, you don't know, you've never been down that side of Gibraltar, and have you?
No, I'm going in 2 weeks' time.
Well, in Gibraltar, another place called San Roque, Algeciras opposite Estepona, there is a transport from there, but I don't know if there is a transport at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. And these people who work in Gibraltar, they finish at 5 and they go back to Spain. But they're kept at the frontier there for 2, 3, and 4 hours. So it's 9 o'clock in the evening, and that man who came to Gibraltar at 8 o'clock in the morning hasn't gone through to go to his house, which might be another 2 hours away.
Why are they kept so long?
Ah, they're punishing their own.
For coming into Gibraltar.
Yeah. Now, bear in mind that there's no work in the Campo area, none whatsoever. And they rely on this. So the people who come to Gibraltar might have two or three family. So if 6 or 8 thousand of them come, there's about 20, 30, or 40,000 people eating from what these people earn in Gibraltar. And they're punishing them like that.
It's terrible, isn't it?
Their own.
What do they do? What work do they do?
Everything.
Well, manual work,
Building.
building,
Oh,
yeah.
yeah.
So what about the Gibraltarians?
Oh, they've got plenty of time and plenty of work there. Otherwise, they wouldn't have the Spaniards. This is what the Spaniards complain. You see, there was an agreement to build a terminal. We had a terminal in Gibraltar. The Spaniards didn't have one. We built one who cost £80 million. Excessive. The Spaniards haven't laid a brick on the other side.
Yeah, there's a lot of, I could see there's a lot of friction between the two
In
sides.
Gibraltar, there's that airport. It was now a little while ago, on the Gibraltar program. A quarter of a million tourists go to Gibraltar.
It must be
At
so
the
busy.
to the airport, and about 7 million a year. Because bear in mind that if you get 6,000 or 8,000 daily coming to Gibraltar. Multiply that and you get 7 million. Now, all those, a lot of people are not going to Spain now. They don't want to waste their time in queues. So a lot of restaurants have closed in Spain because the people of Gibraltar had the money and went. Now they don't go.
But you, when you were young, you used to go to Spain. You could go.
We all did. Because then Gibraltar, on a Sunday, was the same as here. Everything closed. Bars and everything. And besides being small, everybody went to La Línea and Algeciras and Malaga and all that. I loved it. And like me, many.
That's very interesting. Now, just let's go back a little bit to just when you were talking about the people coming in during the Spanish Civil War. Can you personally remember that? Can you remember people in queues or what happened? Did Gibraltarians take them in? I mean,
They had to. They had to be. And many of them were Gibraltarians who lived in La Línea. So they had to big barracks and all that until our war started. And they were evacuated to England.
You know, a lot of sort of international brigade went to fight in Spain in the Spanish Civil War. Did Gibraltarians go to fight?
Not that I know of. On either side. Are you taking it?
Yes.
In my opinion, they were one as bad as the other. Franco was supposed to be the bad one, killing people. But the good ones, the other side, started killing priests, violating nuns, and burning churches. So, I mean...
Yeah, war does not bring out the best in anybody, does it? It's a terrible thing. So is there anything else that you can remember about your childhood that you want to talk about when you were a young boy in Gibraltar, sort of life you had?
Well, after school, of course, went had tables and then went out with the kids and played in the street till 7 or 8 o'clock. And where I live was near the main synagogue in Gibraltar. And when there was a Jewish feast, you had a policeman or two, could be Catholic, could be Protestant, or whatever, to see that the kids didn't make any noise whilst there was the feast in the synagogue, which is a great respect. And we did it. I remember once the school was the Langbold College, was next door to a synagogue. And for the traffic purposes, they had a sort of triangle saying that there was a school there. One day we started throwing stones to see who hit this thing, without realizing that when we missed, the stones were going into the synagogue. Of course, the man came out shouting and we all ran away. But it was, you know, as kids. And my uncle said to me, tomorrow you're going to go to... Mr. O'Toole is going to give you 5 minutes. You have to go to the synagogue, ask for Mr. Ben Simbra, and apologize to him for what you did. And I had to go. And the man was delighted that such a nice boy went to apologize and took me into the synagogue and showed me around. And we talk about this when we grew up. I used to meet him. Mr. Ben Sinra was he was the rabbi, very well respected in Gibraltar. And the first chief minister we had was Sir Joshua Hassan. We were at school together. As a matter of fact, a couple of things I had to do with the lawyer. I picked him up as a lawyer years ago, in 1945.
Wow, that's a lovely story. So your uncle, did he used to come and visit you then when you were... Did he live very close to you?
My uncle lived in Gibraltar.
But not in the same house?
No, he had his family.
But close by to you.
Oh, yes.
Close to you, yes.
It was Forbes as well. I mean, he took over. But he was there, he was...
What I was trying to get at is quite often the houses, the flats in Gibraltar, people I've talked to, can be very crowded. But you had quite a lot of space.
It was just crowded.
Just you and your mother.
There was something who had a very small kitchen and a bit bigger room, and they had three people there, four. A couple with two or three kids. There was nothing.
But when you're young, you think that's normal, don't you?
It was normal, yes. And I said, cooking and with a fan, keeping the fire on, because it was coke. Nothing of gas or anything, the luxuries we have now.
Try and remember a few things that your mother used to cook.
Everything.
But just as anything, what was your favourite thing?
When I say everything.
Yeah.
She could cook everything.
Did you have like spaghetti or
And so did my wife, because her mother was the same as my mother.
Right, yes.
Taught her from the beginning, as she was small.
But what was your favourite thing?
Look, although I'm not a big eater, but I eat anything. But I'll give you an answer, since you mentioned that, of cooking. This son that you saw coming in gets every now and then with some friends, and they go to a house of one of them and have for football or boxing or something. And my wife used to do meatballs. 100 meatballs for them to take. Then they put on rice or spaghetti or whatever, and they had the meal there.
Oh,
my wife could cook anything.
Really good cook, yes. So let's move on a bit now so you're in Gibraltar, and so what happens when you leave school?
When I left school?
Yes.
Well, I got a job, clerical job, with someone import and export, and I stayed there. And then, of course, soon after, I came over to England.
So you then, it was the beginning of the rumbling of the Second World War. So it was the late 1930s by this time, yeah? We're talking?
Yes,
more or less. And then, so did you all, were you all worried about the war? Did you know there was another war coming?
Well, we knew, and we knew what the Spaniards were going to be. The Spaniards were, first of all, neutral. Everybody knew they were not neutral. So they had to change to non-belligerent, which means that they took sides. And the side they took wasn't ours, was the Germans. And they had a ship that was interned in Algeciras. And they had Italians on board there. And they came out, they apparently had built a hole or something on the side. And at night time, because all the convoys from Malta gathered in Gibraltar, they came out in those two main submarines, and all of a sudden you saw ship being blown up in the harbour, being done by these people from Spain.
And do you remember seeing that, ships blowing up?
I can't say I saw the explosion. But I knew of it and heard it. And Gibraltar was bombed by, I think it was the Italians. There was a couple of people died in Gibraltar with the bombings. But Gibraltar was very well armed.
But you suddenly as well, a lot of British military coming in.
Oh, yes.
Lots and lots of people.
During the war, they reckon we had in Gibraltar 65,000 troops. I've driven in the rock, inside the rock. And they've got Maida Vale, Marble Arch, all that. And you can drive a 30, 35 mile, as fast as that.
Wow, and what is Maida Vale, Marble Arch? What's that mean?
Well, those were the names of these roads inside the rock.
Oh, they called them after names of roads in London.
Yeah.
That's so interesting. And this was all being built by the Royal Engineers.
Also.
Yeah. And were they blasting the rock and making all these roads and everything?
We took in 1704 Gibraltar, the engineers were formed there. Now they have the freedom of the city. The Royal Engineer, it was formed there in Gibraltar there and then. And if it was, you can be Gibraltar is, if, God forbid, if there was a war with Spain, they'll cross Spain in 10 minutes from the rock. You could see the, when they went out shooting the target, about 17, 15 miles from Gibraltar, and when they came, they were all destroyed. Just imagine shooting at Malaga, for instance.
So what did you feel? Because did you think, you know, did you think that you should enlist in the army for the war, for the Second World War?
It was coming. You could see it was coming. And and we knew that the Spaniards were not on our side. Franco, you said was that Gibraltar wasn't worth a war. He knew he would be smashed in 2 days. That's what he knew. And there was another, the one now, the foreign minister now, says that he won't set foot in Gibraltar until Gibraltar flies the Spanish flag. Well, someone said it before him 70 or 80 years ago, and so-and-so has been dead and didn't see it, and this one won't see it either. We are very, very British in Gibraltar. And what and a lot of things we complained about to the United Kingdom government, they should do more to stop the Spaniards what they're doing at the frontier. I think they should do more to help us. They know how loyal we are and how British we are and how we feel it. But still, I'm not a politician. I don't know perhaps what I'm talking about.
No, it's interesting.
But as a Gibraltarian, I complain.
I'm trying not to interrupt you too much. I'm very interested in what you're saying. But tell me, let's just go back again to the coming of the Second World War. So what was the feeling? What did people know? Because obviously Gibraltar was evacuated. A lot of the women and children were sent away. How did that come about? Did people know it was going to happen, or was it sudden?
As I heard, the frontier, because Franco apparently denied the Germans coming through Spain to get Gibraltar, which I don't think Franco had no power to hold the Germans then. But apparently all the frontier was with the explosions. It would have been blown up and leave Gibraltar. Gibraltar is not an island, as many people think. It's an isthmus. You know the difference between an island and an isthmus?
No, tell me.
An island is all surrounded by water. And an isthmus is 3/4 parts of it. And linked by land to Spain. They would have blown that up and Gibraltar would have become an island.
Gosh, that's extraordinary.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.